we hope you enjoy The Last Sin Eater by Francine Rivers, which Oasis Audio has adapted from the book published by Tyndale House Publishers. This audiobook is read by Anita Lustria.
Great Smoky Mountains, mid-1850s. The first time I saw the Sin Eater was the night Granny Forbes was carried to her grave. "Done a look at the Sin Eater, Caddy," I'd been told by my pa, and no be asking why. I tried to obey. Mama said I was accursed with curiosity. Papa said it was pure cussed nosiness. Only Granny, with her tender spot for me, had understood. Even the simplest queries were met with resistance. "When you're older, or why are you asking such a fool question?" Granny was the only one who seemed to understand my mind. She always said I had Ian Forbes's questing spirit. He was my grandfather, and Granny said that spirit drove him across the sea. As for Granny, she was the fourth daughter of a poor Welsh tinker and had no prospects. Coming to America wasn't a matter of choice, it was one of necessity. Times were very hard. She took whatever work she could find and met my grandfather while doing so. She married Ian Forbes, despite his disposition. Grandfather Forbes died of a winter long before I was born. A heavy storm had come, and he lost his way home. The morning she died, we were just sitting and looking out over the hollow. Mama was moving around inside the house. Granny drew in her breath with a grimace and then looked at me. "Give your mama time." How four words could hurt. They brought to mind all that had been before and what had caused the wall between Mama and me. Even at my young age, after a mere 10 years of living, the future stretched bleakly out ahead of me.